USA Radio News with John Hunt.
North Korea said it successfully performed another crucial test at its long-range rocket site that will further strengthen its nuclear deterrent. The test possibly involved technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the continental United States. On his way to the Army-Navy football game, President Trump had this to say.
I'd be surprised if North Korea acted hostily. I have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un. I think we both want to keep it that way.
The announcement comes as North Korea continues to pressure the administration for major concessions as it approaches an end-of-year deadline set by leader Kim Jong-un. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. And don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Jane Fonda continued her weekly tradition of protesting on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, but this time, Forrest Gump's mom, Sally Field, was there, and she left the event with Capitol Police in handcuffs. Field, along with environmentalist Winona LaDuke, urged people to get out of their comfort zones and fight the climate crisis. She said it's time to get out and scream loud, because if you don't do it, no one else will. The protests are centered around a different theme each week. This week, they focused on jobs, communities, and traditions from fossil fuel-based industries to make a cleaner world economy. The Samoa measles outbreak has not slowed down, prompting their government to extend a state of emergency to December 29th. Over 5,100 measles cases have been reported since the outbreak, with 74 recorded in a recent 24-hour period and 72 measles-related deaths thus far. Only 31% of Samoans were vaccinated when the outbreak officially was declared. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
U.S. regulators approved the expanded use of a fish oil-based drug for preventing serious heart complications in high-risk patients already taking cholesterol-lowering pills. Vascepa was approved years ago for people with sky-high triglycerides, a type of fat in the blood. The Food and Drug Administration allowed its use for a far bigger group of adults with high but less extreme triglyceride levels who have multiple risk factors such as heart disease and diabetes. In patient testing, it reduced risk of potentially deadly complications, including heart attacks and strokes, by over 25%. Heart disease affects an estimated 121 million American adults, causes about 1 in 3 deaths, and costs more than $500 billion annually for treatment, according to the American Heart Association. Two Las Vegas men who admitted to running one of the nation's largest illegal television and movie streaming services pled guilty this week and now face money laundering and copyright infringement charges, according to federal officials. iStreamItAll was an online, subscription-based streaming site that allowed users to download TV episodes and movies. The stream's operators, Daryl Polo and Luis Villarino, told the U.S. Justice Department that the service offered access to more than 118,000 television episodes and nearly 11,000 movies, all without consent from the content's copyrighted owners. That's more content than Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Vudu combined, according to prosecutors. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.